think, like, it is a long season. So I think as, you know, you see things more, you start getting used to the way the line blocked and then everybody, you know, getting on the same page. We seeing things that we didn't see. Like, just it's just working day to day, in and out with each other. And then it comes more natural than you see more explosives and big things like that.
When you've had as much production as you've had throughout your career, whatever the role has been, is it tough to not have gotten things going quite yet? And do you use the bye as kind of a reset, or how do you view it?
I don't think I was actually, like, resetting or nothing, but it's always good to be with family and, you know, go back to, you know, seeing everybody that you haven't seen in a while, and, you know, everybody always pushing for you, you know what I'm saying? So it helps, but I think my motivation always the same, you know, try to make the most out of whatever I get and then, you know, make it go from there.
How do you think that's gone through three games?
I mean, I think I hit the holes that I've seen, and I think that, you know, some reads I could have been better on, and, you know, I continue to look at tape and continue to get better.
Do you have to kind of regroup as a team moving forward? Because there's going to be 13 straight weeks of football. How does the team kind of refocus knowing that there's a gauntlet ahead almost?
I mean, we got high expectations as a team, so I think that's motivation in itself. We got goals, and we want to accomplish those goals, and we always set ourselves out to be the best, and that's what we want to be, so I think it'll be easy to motivate ourselves.
Do you have to prepare differently, knowing that there are 13 straight weeks in a row, possibly 17 to get to the Super Bowl kind of thing?
Got to make sure we're healthy, continue to do everything that's asked of us in the weight room, and continue to get strong and make sure, you know, we're ready for a long season.
History would tell you that the further you go into the season, there's going to be more carries for more than there's Eddie Lacy. You know, is that kind of the way you look at things right now?
Not really. I mean, like I said, I always prepare the same way. You know, whatever I get, I try to make the most out of it. And, you know, when is that time, I'm always ready. So,
James, what did you see from Eddie so far this year? Obviously, the way he's been on too.
I think he looked explosive. I mean, he's been breaking tackles, and I mean, he always breaking the tackle. You know, he's been keeping his feet moving, and he's running hard, and he looked good to me.